God is like that father in the parable. He's looking for you. God forgives us of the past. He will never bring up our sin again. Never too late to turn to God. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Revelation. It's great to have you with me today as we study God's Word together. I'm glad that you've tuned in as we continue our study of the spirit of Christmas. You know, in just a few weeks' time, we'll be celebrating the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. I hope that you're preparing your heart and your home to honor this great occasion. Well, I don't know about you, but Christmas is one of my very favorite times of year. I love all the wonder of the celebration as we celebrate Jesus' birth. That's why I want to invite you to a very special celebration at my church. It's coming up at Agape House New Testament Church in East Lagon in just 2 weeks' time. On Monday, December 24th, we'll hold our annual Christmas Eve Carols Night. We've got a great program planned, and it will end with our annual candle lighting ceremony. I tell you, you don't want to miss it. It's going to be awesome. The information is on your screen, so please take note of it and join me this Christmas Eve for our annual Christmas Eve Carols celebration. Now, I'll be frank with you. As much as I love Christmas, there's a few things about this time of year I don't like. For example, the traffic. Have you been out in a crowd lately? It's terrible. And the other thing I don't like are the prices. Everything becomes so dear because of Christmas. It seems people are so busy and so money-minded. You go into some stores and people are squeezing face. No one greets. They're busy buying and selling. And I think to myself, what are we actually celebrating? Where's the peace and the love and the joy? Well, if you've been wondering the same thing, then you've come to the right place today. For all this month, we're studying the spirit of Christmas. We're on a mission to find out the true meaning of Christmas. We need to know what it is we're actually celebrating. And the good news is that the true Christmas has nothing to do with traffic or with high prices or with hustle and bustle. It has nothing to do with busyness or business. The true meaning of Christmas is the spirit of Christmas. The spirit of generosity and of faith, the spirit of peace and the spirit of joy. So let's all take a deep breath and forget about all the activities and traffic, and let's discover the spirit of Christmas today as we learn about the spirit of peace. We'll begin by reading some of the verses from the Christmas story as we find it in Luke chapter 2. That night, there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified, but the angel reassured them, "Don't be afraid. I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. You will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger." Suddenly, the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased." May the Lord bless the reading of His word to your heart today. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, as we read the Christmas story today, I believe there are three things we can learn about peace. The first truth is this: God's peace overcomes circumstances. Listen again to what the Bible says in verse 14. "Glory to God in highest heaven and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased." Now, friend, when the angels proclaimed peace on earth, there was no sudden change in the circumstances faced by the shepherds. The Romans were still ruling with an iron fist. The Jewish leaders were still oppressing their people. There were still wars on earth, divorces in homes, and fights among men. So how could the angels proclaim peace on earth? The truth is this: the peace that Jesus brings to us overcomes circumstances. It's not bound by the price of cocoa or the government that won election. It's not bound by the medical report. It's a peace that passes understanding. That's the peace we must allow to rule and reign in our hearts. See, you can have peace at any time, in any circumstance, when the Prince of Peace rules in you. That's why Jesus came to earth. He came to bring peace on earth and peace in our hearts. Peace with God and peace with others. This peace cannot be found in the world. It's only found in Jesus when he rules inside of us. Listen to this powerful verse found in 2 Thessalonians 3:16. Now, may the Lord of peace himself give you his peace at all times and in every situation. The Lord be with you all. Did you hear what God said? He said, at all times and in every situation. In other words, no matter what you're facing, you can have peace. Ephesians 2:14 tells us that Jesus is our peace. Isaiah 9:6 says, he's not just peace, he's the Prince of Peace. Judges 6:24 says that God is Jehovah Shalom, the Lord our peace. And if that's not enough, listen to Hebrews 13:20 when it says, God is the God of peace. And friend, that's why you can have peace at any time, in every circumstance of your life. When you've got God inside of you, you've got peace inside of you, the Prince of Peace, Jehovah Shalom, the God of peace living inside you. When you face a bad report at the doctor, you've still got God. You've still got peace. When you face a bill you cannot pay, you still have God and you still have peace. When your husband says, I'm leaving you, you still have God and you still have peace. When the landlord tells you you have to leave, you still have God and you still have peace. When the boss says you're sacked, you've still got God and you've still got peace. And that's the good news of Christmas. Peace on earth. Because Jesus has come to dwell with us, we can have peace at all times. Christmas means I can live in peace in every circumstance of life. Now, I know some of you may be thinking right now, well, I don't feel very peaceful. I feel afraid. I'm worried about what's going to happen. And because you don't feel peaceful, you may be confused. But listen, friends, peace is not the absence of troubles. It's calm in the midst of the storm. And when you yield your heart to the Prince of Peace, his peace will fill you no matter what's happening. Christmas brings us the opportunity to rise above our circumstances. That's one reason Jesus was born in such a low and humble place. God's message to us through his birth is that the outward must be subject to the inward. The natural must bow to the supernatural. The obvious gives way to the unseen. So don't focus on the circumstances around you. Focus on life from God's eternal perspective. You may be listening today and say, but Reverend, it doesn't make any sense. I can't understand that. But friends, God's peace is beyond our understanding. Philippians 4:7 says, then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. So you can see, his peace exceeds our understanding. It goes beyond human reasoning. The natural man doesn't understand it. The natural mind can't comprehend it. It seems like things are falling apart. When your husband walks out or your kids go astray, your bills are past due or your promotion doesn't work out. But God's peace is not dependent upon all those things. Many years ago, when my son was just a little baby, I took him to the hospital for vaccination. The waiting room was crowded. It was hot. It was filled with sick people. And suddenly two women started to quarrel. I was frustrated. I didn't want my son exposed to the sickness or to the heat or to the discomfort. I didn't want him to be tired from waiting. So I was frustrated. I was sure he was too. But when I looked down upon him, he was fast asleep. I was so surprised. How could this happen? How could he sleep peacefully in the midst of all the noise and the commotion and the heat? Then the Holy Spirit spoke to me. Why shouldn't he be at peace? God said. He's in his Father's arms. And suddenly I knew, when you're in your Father's arms, you can be at peace no matter what is happening all around you. The reality to my son was that he was in his Father's arms. Not the dirt, not the heat, not the sick people or the noise. Peace operates on the same principle. We find our peace when we focus on God's reality, not the world's. And all those who find peace at Christmas find it by looking for God's great gift. You won't find it at a Craw Mall. You won't find it at McCullough Market or in the celebrations and parties. You won't find it in the arms of a new boyfriend or in a new job or in a new house. You won't find peace in a new dress or outfit. You'll only find peace in our Father's arms. But that brings a problem. How can we find peace in our Father's arms when we're separated from Him by sin? You see, many of us don't feel peace because we feel distant from God. We feel guilty because of our sin, and so we're condemned by the bad things we've done. We find ourselves shut off from the very thing we need to bring peace. But that brings us to the second part of our good news. God's peace overcomes separation from God. Listen to verses 10 and 11. The angel reassured them, "Don't be afraid," he said. "I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David." You see, God's peace overcomes circumstances, but it also overcomes our separation from God. For true peace is knowing that your sins are forgiven and that you've been saved by grace. This is what the angels proclaimed. We no longer need to feel condemned. We no longer need to fear God because His perfect love casts out our sin and casts out our fears. Christmas means I can have peace with God through Jesus Christ. Romans 5:1 tells us, "Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." Let me tell you a true story about the peace that we can have because God gave His Son, Jesus Christ. In 1962, Don and Carol Richardson left the USA to become missionaries to the Sawi people of New Guinea. It was a difficult assignment because the Sawi people were very fierce. They lived in isolation. They were headhunting cannibals, and they fought one another without any mercy, killing each other and destroying their lives. Their culture was so different from the culture of Don and Carol Richardson, and yet this couple attempted to share Christ with the Sawi people. In fact, two rival Sawi clans were fascinated by the Richardsons, and they moved their villages right by the missionaries' home. Unfortunately, Don became frustrated by his inability to reach the people. He was discouraged by the fact that there were 14 civil wars between these two clans right outside his door. So eventually, the Richardsons decided to leave. But when the Sawi heard about it, they said something surprising. "If you'll stay," they said, "we promise we'll make peace in the morning." Well, the next morning, the Richardsons awoke to see the most amazing ritual they'd ever witnessed. The two clans who were enemies lined up outside their houses with a great field in between. Suddenly, one man ran into his hut, grabbed his baby son, and raced across the empty field to the other tribe. His face was filled with agony. His wife ran after him, shouting, "No, no!" But her husband wouldn't stop. He ran across the field to the enemy tribe and presented his son to them. "Plead the peace, child, for me," he said. "I give you my son, and I give you my name." Moments later, someone from the enemy tribe performed the same sacrifice with intensity and agony, running across the field, presenting his child. The Richardsons discovered that as long as these two sons were alive, there would be peace between these two enemy clans. While this amazing scene unfolded, Don Richardson suddenly realized that this was the illustration to communicate what God had done for us with Christ. He told them about Jesus Christ, God's peace child, that God sent His Son from heaven at Christmas and gave Him to us, that as long as He lived inside of us, we would have peace with God, our Father in heaven. Eventually, many, many hundreds and thousands of Sawi came to Christ. Their barriers were broken down, and peace came to them. For the Bible says, "Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. He shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." Salvation came to the Sawis. peace with God and peace with one another came to them because the Prince of Peace came to them. And the same thing can be true for you today. Peace can come to your heart. You can be reconciled to God. You can be reconciled to every one of your enemies, those that have offended you and those that you've offended. You see, because the good news is not just that Christ came, but he came in a way that all who seek him will find him. In Luke 2, remember, the angel said to the shepherds, "You will find him." And the truth is that all who seek him will find him, not just the wise men, but the invitation is open to every one of us. So peace is available to you today. Peace is available to your family today. It's a promise of salvation. Colossians 1:20 says, "And through him," that is Jesus, "God reconciled everything to himself. He made peace with everything in heaven and on earth by means of Christ's blood on the cross." Friend, when we find peace with God, then we can have peace also with one another. And that's our third truth today about peace. God's peace overcomes separation from others. Our Christmas story continues in Luke 2. When the angels had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." After seeing him, the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them about this child. You see, friends, the shepherds went as a group. They were told as a group. They later went and told everyone else because God's good news of peace is meant to be shared, so that, as it says in verse 10, it will bring great joy to all people. Christmas is not meant to be celebrated alone. The angels didn't appear to just one individual. They came to a group. A host proclaimed it. And when we celebrate Christ's birth, we must have this same heart and this same mind to share the good news, to be reconciled with our fellow man. Let the peace that fills your heart this season extend not just to you and to your family, but to all those around you. For it's a great way to end the year, forgiving those who've wronged you and being restored in fellowship to others. Christmas is not just about keeping the good news to yourself. It's about sharing the good news and sharing the love of God with others. For Christmas means I can have peace with others. Ephesians 2 says, "For Christ himself has brought peace to us. He broke down the wall of hostility that separated us. He made peace between Jews and Gentiles by creating in himself one new people from the two groups. Together as one body, Christ reconciled both groups to God by means of his death on the cross, and our hostility toward each other was put to death." The spirit of Christmas is the spirit of peace. And today, God offers that peace to you and to your family. It's a peace that overcomes the circumstances of life. It's a peace that can reconcile you to God, your Father in heaven. And it's a peace that can bring reconciliation to those who you've been distant from, those you've offended, and those who've offended you. Friend, I want to take a moment to minister to you right now. You've heard the broadcast. You've heard the good news that Jesus Christ has come to bring us peace. When he lives inside of us, no matter what circumstance you're facing, you can be at peace, for he is the Prince of Peace. That peace in your heart begins by asking God the Father to forgive you, by coming to open your heart to him and asking him to come and live inside of you. And it comes not only as you receive forgiveness from God, but as you also forgive others around you. I would like to lead you in a prayer right now to give you the opportunity to have this peace inside your heart. So if you desire peace today, if you want to be made right with God and you want to be at peace with your family members and those around you, would you bow your head and just repeat this prayer after me? Dear God in heaven, I ask you to forgive me of my sins. My life is troubled by many problems. I need your help. I need you in my life. I open my heart to you today. Come inside and fill me with your peace. Jesus, come and live in my heart. Wash away my sins. Reconcile me to my Father in heaven. And help me to find peace no matter what goes on around me. I thank you today. I believe you in faith. And just as you've forgiven me, I forgive everyone else around me. I forgive those who've hurt me. And I thank you for your peace filling my heart right now. Friends, if you prayed that prayer sincerely from your heart, then I believe that God's presence is in the room right now, touching you and bringing change to your life. I want to thank God for that decision you've taken, and I want to encourage you. So right now on the screen, there are some phone numbers that you can call. I want to encourage you to pick up the phone right now. We have counselors and pastors standing by, ready to talk with you and to explain in more detail about this great decision you've taken, ready to share the Word of God with you. In fact, we want to continue to minister to you. That's why I encourage you to call us today. If you can't call right now, then please go to the website that's on your screen. Send me an email, send me a message, and let me know, Pastor Whitcomb, I've taken a decision today to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. I've asked for Him to forgive me, and I've forgiven those around me. The peace of God is what I'm after, and I believe it comes through the Lord Jesus Christ. As you do that, God's power is going to be in your life in a new way. You're going to see a new strength inside of you, a new peace take over your heart and mind as you yield yourself fully to Jesus Christ. As you walk with Him every day, He's going to continue to guide you and lead you and bless your life as never before. May God richly bless you as you follow Him. Don't forget to tune in next week at this same time on this station as we continue to study the spirit of Christmas. We're going to find out more about what God has for us in this blessed season. Until then, may God richly bless you, and goodbye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to Revelation with Reverend Richard C. Whitcomb. I trust that today's episode of The Spirit of Christmas has been a great blessing to you. As Pastor Whitcomb taught us today, God's peace overcomes circumstances. I love to hold on to this revelation. You see, you may be facing circumstances that have taken away your peace in this Christmas season. But if you keep your mind on the Word of God, you will have perfect peace. There is more on this sermon at www.revrcw.com. We have a study guide for you on this topic and other sermons preached by Pastor Whitcomb at www.revrcw.com for free. Take some time and go there to study this message in depth. This sermon series continues next week at the same time on this channel. Invite your friends to watch with you, and they will bless you. God bless you.
Are you stressed by the political campaign? It is true that we are in a political season, but it is also true that Christmas is here with us. Join Pastor Whitcomb and the Global Praise Choir to sing your favorite Christmas carols at our Candlelight Christmas Eve service. Make this Christmas truly memorable. Come with family and friends to Agape House on 24th December. Agape House is located at Agape Land, near the ANC Square in East Lagos. An awesome time awaits you.
program is brought to you by Revelation Media Ministry through the generous support of our partners. Watch Revelation with Reverend Richard C. Whitcomb each week at the same time on this station. For more inspiration, visit our website at www.revrcw.com.